So question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalee Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
CBS, November 16th. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS, November 16th.
As you heard earlier tonight live on 1010 Winds, President Trump made remarks at the White House claiming without any evidence that he was being cheated at a victory in the election. Joining us live now on 1010 Winds is attorney Richard Bell. He has served as an election protection attorney and poll monitor. He also served on the DNC National Lawyers Council. Mr. Bell is also the author of the new book, Voting. And let's just ask you for your top line right now on the president's remarks earlier this evening, Mr. Bell.
Top line is that it was a disgraceful denigration of our democratic system, since the process is working and we have to allow it to continue to work as it always does.
Based on your knowledge and your past experience as a poll monitor and your work on the DNC National Lawyers Council, where can you tell us the process is right now in terms of Pennsylvania, Georgia, and is it working according to plan?
Very much so. So this year, we obviously have many more mail-in ballots than ever before because of the pandemic. Mail-in ballots generally get counted after the in-person ballots, so they do take longer. But we have such a volume this year, it's just going to take that much longer. And the legislature in Pennsylvania set it up where they couldn't start the processing the tabulation of those ballots in Pennsylvania, for instance, until election evening. So, of course, it's going to take a number of days. So there's nothing untoward that I see so far.
Live with us now on 1010 Winds is attorney Richard Bell. And Mr. Bell, what about the cases that the Trump campaign has filed in Michigan and their calls for stopping the count?
Well, fortunately, the courts have seen what the rest of election lawyers have seen. Where is the merit? Nobody's stopping counts. There's no evidence of any irregularities or fraud. There's allegations without evidence, and that in a court of law is meaningless.
The president made comments earlier tonight about taking a case, an unspecified case, to the Supreme Court. Do you see this winding up somehow in the Supreme Court?
Well, first of all, talking about the Supreme Court is not very premature because you have to go through a process to get there, number one. And number two, he talks without evidence, with allegations and generalizations. And that's just not how the legal process or the electoral process works. And as a lawyer, I find that offensive.
Okay, thank you very much. Attorney Richard Bell joining us live now on 1010 Winds.